Chapter 35. At one time, the Hall of the 500 was the largest room in the world. It had been built in 1494 to provide a meeting hall for the entire Consiglio Maggiore, the Republic's Grand Council of precisely 500 members, from which the hall drew its name. Some years later, at the behest of Cosimo I, the room was renovated and enlarged substantially. Cosimo I, the most powerful man in Italy, chose as the project's overseer and architect the great Giorgio Vasari. In an exceptional feat of engineering, Vasari had raised the original roof substantially and permitted natural light to flow in through high transoms on all four sides of the room, resulting in an elegant showroom for some of Florence's finest architecture, sculpture, and painting. For Langdon, it was always the floor of this room that first drew his eye, immediately announcing that this was no ordinary space. The crimson stone parquet was overlaid with a black grid, giving the 12,000-square-foot expanse an air of solidity, depth, and balance. Langdon raised his eyes slowly to the far side of the room, where six dynamic sculptures, the labors of Hercules, lined the wall like a phalanx of soldiers. Langdon intentionally ignored the oft-maligned Hercules and Diomedes, whose naked bodies were locked in an awkward-looking wrestling match, which included a creative, penile grip that always made Langdon cringe. Far easier on the eyes was Michelangelo's breathtaking Genius of Victory, which stood to the right, dominating the central niche in the south wall. At nearly 9 feet tall, this sculpture had been intended for the tomb of the ultra-conservative Pope Julius II, Il Papa Terribile, a commission Langdon had always found ironic, considering the Vatican's stance on homosexuality. The statue depicted Tommaso de Cavalieri, the young man with whom Michelangelo had been in love for much of his life, and to whom he composed over 300 sonnets.
"I can't believe I've never been here," Sienna whispered beside him, her voice suddenly quiet and reverent. "This is beautiful."
Langdon nodded, recalling his first visit to this space, on the occasion of a spectacular concert of classical music featuring the world-renowned pianist Marielle Kiemel. Although this grand hall was originally intended for private political meetings and audiences with the Grand Duke, nowadays it more commonly featured popular musicians, lecturers, and gala dinners. From art historian Maurizio Saracini to the Gucci Museum's star-studded black-and-white gala opening. Langdon sometimes wondered how Cosimo I would feel about sharing his austere private hall with CEOs and fashion models. Langdon lifted his gaze now to the enormous murals adorning the walls. Their bizarre history included a failed experimental painting technique by Leonardo da Vinci, which resulted in a melting masterpiece. There had also been an artistic showdown, spearheaded by Piero Soderini and Machiavelli, which pitted against each other two titans of the Renaissance, Michelangelo and Leonardo, commanding them to create murals on opposite walls of the same room. Today, however, Langdon was more interested in one of the room's other historical oddities.
Cerca Trova. "Which one is the Vasari?" Sienna asked, scanning the murals.
"Nearly all of them," Langdon replied, knowing that as part of the room's renovation, Vasari and his assistants had repainted almost everything in it, from the original wall murals to the 39 coffered panels adorning its famed hanging ceiling. "But that mural there," Langdon said, pointing to the mural on their far right, "is the one we came to see, Vasari's Battle of Marciano. The military confrontation was absolutely massive, 55 feet long and more than 3 stories tall.